We're continuing the shir on the Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Hei. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Dalid. We're up to the sub-paragraph that begins with the words V'zeh Bechinas Train Sahadin. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 44, the right-hand column, near the top. Rav Nosson Zal's closing up this discussion now. We spoke quite a bit about the topic of two witnesses. And we mentioned this earlier about the two witnesses that each and every Jew carries around with them, connecting them to Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add a little bit to that. V'zeh b'chinas train sahadin shetzorich, and this is the concept of the two witnesses. Sahadin is the Aramaic word for witnesses. Shetzorich ha'odom b'chol yoim, which a Jew must have at all times. Shehem b'choil, during the weekdays, it's mila, the bris mila, utfilin, and the tfilin that a man wears. U'b'shabbos, and on Shabbos, when we don't wear tfilin, it's Shabbos u'mila. Those are the two witnesses that bind us to Hashem. Kama shekosu b'zohar kodesh, as the Zohar Kodesh speaks about the importance of this. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Hainu b'chinas shnei edim ne'monim anal. This ties in with what we learned about earlier, the two trustworthy witnesses. Ki kol zman sheyesh lohodom shnei edim anal, because so long as a Jew has these two witnesses, which are mila utfilin oy Shabbos, he meidin umaftichin loy b'chol eis, they testify to the person, they attest to the fact and guarantee at all times She'adayin chavivu se'gabon, that Hashem's love is still with us. Afilu im yoratnu kemoi shi'oratnu, even if we've gone down spiritually, no matter how far down we've gone, me'achar shanu zeichen adayin l'shnei edim kedoshim k'elu, since we see that we still possess these two witnesses, these two connections, she'onu chasumin b'choisamoy ha'kodosh b'gufeinu, bo'is bris kodesh, that we carry the seal of Hashem, the insignia of Hashem, in our flesh, with the bris, the holy bris, u'muchtorin u'me'utorin ba'ateres teferes ha'tfilin ha'kodoshim. And we are also crowned and enveloped, surrounded, with the beautiful holy tfilin, which is referred to as the crown of the king. And in addition to that, v'yesh lanu matona toivo shoyagnuza etzlo b'veis gnozov, and we also possess the wonderful gift that Hashem had hidden away in his treasury, the Shabbos shmo, which is called Shabbos. So these are our connections that are with a Jew at all times, reminding us that we are connected, that we are bound, and no matter how far down we go spiritually in our minds and our actions, we're still connected, we still have the ability to come close to Hashem. Avol has sitra achra, however, the other side, the opposition, shehem hayet sahara v'cheloisov, which is the evil inclination and all of his armies, all of his assistants, heim b'chinas edei sheker, they're referred to in the Torah as false witnesses. They try to inject into a person's heart the exact opposite of what we mentioned before. Vehu hamesis, hu hamadiach, hamastin shebet hamastin. And the Gemara tells us that the same angel that's the one that tries to convince a person to commit a sin, that seduces the person, he's the same one that goes up to heaven to prosecute against the person. Shebetchilo mesis lodom ashamesis. In the beginning, at first, he tries to convince the person and lure the person into doing a sin. V'acharkach, and once he got him, once he trapped him, humastin lemalo ulamata. That same angel prosecutes the person both above in heaven and also down below. U'kemoisha humastin umekatreig lemalo. Just like he prosecutes, he testifies against the person up in heaven, laharchik rachamov miYisrael chas v'shalom, to try to get Hashem to remove and to distance his kindness from the Jewish people, Kemoikein humastin beyoiser belev hodom. This angel, what he's doing up in heaven is important. What he does down here is much more powerful, that he creeps into the heart of the person once the person committed the sin to try to push the person into hopelessness, into giving up on himself, giving up on any chance of connecting with Hashem. Ki'ilu kvar efes tikvach ha'sashom. As if there's no more hope for you, you're finished. Ube'emes, whereas the truth is, rachamov yisporach einom kolim. Hashem's kindness is infinite. There's no end to it. Kasher hivtichonu kama pomim b'li mispor. As Hashem has promised us countless times throughout the Torah. V'alzeh hispalel David, and it's about this conflict, this debate between the kosher witnesses that a person has with him at all times, the bris milah, the tefillin, the Shabbos, and these false witnesses, the Yetzer Hara and all of his forces. It's about this that David HaMelech cries out to Hashem and he says, "Al titneni benefesh tzoroi, Hashem, don't turn me over to my enemies." Ki komuvi edei sheker, because false witnesses have risen up against me. They're trying to testify against me. Shehem hasitra achra, shehem edei sheker. Sheroitzim lohoid belev ho'odom hefech min oemes. Besides testifying up in heaven, this angel tries to creep into each and everyone's heart and conscience and to testify over there. Let me tell you exactly where you're at right now. You're nothing. You're nobody. You're a failure. You've lost it. You've cut your connection with Hashem permanently. Shemeidin shnei edim ne'monim. This is the Yetzer Hara is the opposite of the truth which the two trustworthy witnesses try to present. And why does he do it? Kedei laharchik esodom legamri chas v'shalom, to try to distance the person totally from Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote a few lines from the chapter of Tehillim, chapter 27, which we recite from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, till the end of Sukkos, till Shmini Atzeres. L'dovet Hashem Oiri. So Rav Nosson Zal says, in that chapter of Tehillim, it says, Lule he'emanti lirois betuv Hashem. If only I would trust to see, that I will get to see the goodness of Hashem. Lule oisi ois elul kamuva. It's brought in Sforim that the word lule is the same exact letters as the word elul. L'rames, and this is to hint us, Shelule hakoyach shel soid kavona selul, that were it not for the secret of Elul, the secret of the knowing how to go up and down, knowing that in coming close to Hashem, there must be aliyot and yiridot, ups and downs. And just because a person is going down doesn't mean he lost it. Ibchinas shehem, which are im esak shomayim shomato vatsiyah shol hineko. The Kavonah Sevelo, the Arizal, in his Sefer, writes that the secret names of Hashem that are associated with the month of Elul are all found in this pasuk. Im esak shomayim shomato, even if I go up, I reach up to the heavens, you're there with me. Vatsiyah shol, and no matter how far down I go, even if I go down to the lowest level, Hineko, you're right there. Shehu bechinas haderech latshuva hanal. This is the true path of tshuva, as we explained earlier, as we elaborated, based on chapter 82 in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, and based on chapter 6 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Shehu bechinas shnei edim ne'monim hepech edi sheker hanal. This is the concept, the path of tshuva is based on the two trustworthy witnesses, the Aliyah and the Yerida, the Im Esak Shamayim Shamato, Vatsiya Shalineka, which are the opposite of the false witnesses, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, who tries to convince me otherwise. So, Lule Zois, were it not for this, were it not for the fact that I know that the Torah makes it perfectly clear that I must go through these ups and downs. That's part of the path of tshuva. And falling is not failing. I fell, I lost the battle, I could still win the war. That's how it is in war. You win some, you lose some, but the fact that you lost the battle doesn't prove anything yet. It doesn't prove that the other side is winning. Lulei zois, were it not for this, kvar komubi eidei sheker v'chiluni chas v'shom. Were it not for my knowing this and having this testimony of truth, the false witnesses would have destroyed me completely. K'mashapirish Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there on that pasuk in Tehillim. Avol Hashem Yisporach Hoyo Bo Ezreinu. However, Hashem is with us. Hashem is helping us in the fact Shegila Lonu Al Yedei Tzadikav Amitim Soid Kavonas Evel. And Hashem has revealed to us through His true tzadikim the secret Kavonas Evel, what the Arizal says about Elul, and Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman's explanation of it, which teaches us all about true tshuva. Shehein bechinas haderech hana l'tshuva, that's the path to tshuva, shehu hahefech me'edei sheker hana, which is the opposite of those false witnesses. Vayidei zeh kol hischaskusenu lonetzach, and this is what gives us the encouragement that we need all the time. K'moy shesiyem shom, as Dovra Melch concludes over there, kaveh el Hashem, hope to Hashem, pray to Hashem, chazak va'ameitz libecho, and even if it looks like you're very far away, toughen yourself, toughen your heart, v'kaveh el Hashem, and hope to Hashem, don't give up, whatever you do. U'k'moy shepirish Rashi sam, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, v'imloy niskablo tfiloscho, if you pray to Hashem, if you ask Hashem for forgiveness, if you ask Hashem to bring you close, and it looks like He's not listening, chazak ve'ematz, toughen yourself, v'kaveh el Hashem, and go another round. Keep punching at Hashem until He listens, until you see that He's listening, until you see the results. Ki Hashem itonu tomid, because Hashem is with us always. V'alkein oimrim kol zeh b'kol chodesh elul, ad gmar hachasim ha'latoyva shu shmini atzeres. And this is why we specifically recite this chapter of Tehillim that has these psukim in it from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Shmini Atzeres, because that's the season for tshuva. And it's this realization, it's knowing this information that motivates a person, inspires them, encourages them to get to the finish line, to be able to handle all the ups and downs. Now this next paragraph that you see, which is entitled Roshei Prokim Mehilchas Eidus Hanal, this is short notes that possibly Rav Nosson Zal wrote for himself summarizing this halacha that we just learned. We'll go through it quickly a little bit. It touches on the different psukim and some of the statements in the Gemara and Likut Imran that we covered in this last halacha. Rosh Hashanah Barish Chodesh. He explained why Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the year, also comes out on Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. We touched on that, about the connection between Keseder and Shaloi Keseder, the sun and the moon. Chama ulevana, Keseder and Shaloi Keseder. Shemesh yoda mevoyoi, bechinas Keseder, avul yoreach doesn't. The sun follows a fixed pattern, no deviation, exactly the same number of days in a year. The moon is Shaloi Keseder. Sometimes a full month, sometimes not a full month. Sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. This concept of Shaloi Keseder. Kiddush HaChodesh Al Yidei Shnei Edim. We discussed the fact that in order for Bezin to declare the new month, they do it upon the testimony of two witnesses. Borishoino Hayu Mekablam Eidus HaChodesh B'chol Yoyim. In the earlier days, they used to accept the testimony of the witnesses throughout the entire day. V'im bo min ha-mincha. However, if they came from the afternoon and on, the law was different. Shemach mazeh oisim shnei yomim Rosh Hashanah. And was because of the fact that sometimes the witnesses would arrive late, and this would cause confusion, this could lead to problems, that the rabbis said that Rosh Hashanah we make it 2 days because Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh, and the witnesses aren't necessarily going to get to communicate to all the Jews when Rosh Chodesh is. Everybody keeps 2 days. We expounded on this pasuk, Shehu Rosh Hashanah. The term Lo'erech Yomim is a nickname, a code word for Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yoima Arichta, the long day. It's a one-day holiday which extends over 2 days. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, we quoted that pasuk. V'samechle, and right next to that you have the words Edus bihi yosef lamai, that Rosh Hashanah serves as testimony for the Jewish people. The word yosef over there refers to the Jewish nation. Then Rav Nosson Zal quoted the pasuk Edus Hashem ne'emona machkimas pesi, that if a person trusts Hashem's testimony, the witness, the Torah, machkim aspesi, then even the most foolish person, even a person who did every kind of sin in the world, the Torah will be able to pull him out of all of it. Ki bevada yischakem al yidei edus Hashem ne'emona, because the person will definitely get the sechel, the brains that he needs, through the witnesses of Hashem, these trustworthy witnesses, Shemeid Kimalchusei Bakol Mashallah, Afilu, because the Torah testifies throughout that Hashem's kingdom is everywhere, even in the lowest places. No matter how far down you've gone, no matter how far away from Hashem you are, Hashem is right there. You can connect with Him from there. Kizeh Iker Derech HaTshuva, because this is really what tshuva is all about. It's this awareness. Then Rav Nosson Zal quoted the pasuk in Navi, where it says, "Vo'oidoli edim ne'monim." I take for myself trustworthy witnesses, es Uriah, the prophet Uriah, ves Zechariah, and the prophet Zechariah. Uriah, simen l'Zechariah. And the fact that the pasuk puts them both together shows that Uriah is a proof to Zechariah. This tells us Uriah is the prophet who foretold the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Jews are going to be bad, they're going to do terrible things, and they're going to get to a point where Hashem is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So Uriah also represents each and every individual person's destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We know because the Gemara says that when my brain is working properly, it's as if my Beis HaMikdash were built. When my brain is not working, when I'm following all the silliness in my brain, then it's as if my Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So whether we're talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash for the Jewish nation or my own personal Beis HaMikdash, when I see that there's a phase one, there's a downer, there's darkness, there's night, Rachmona Litzlan, then I know also that there's going to be an up, there's going to be a day, that the prophecy of Zechariah is also going to be fulfilled, that the Jews are going to repent and they're going to come back. Because the end, Hashem is going to come back and He's going to rebuild the Holy Temple permanently, a permanent one. Bechinas, Eidoisecho Nemnu Moed, Leveischa, your testimony, your witnesses are very trustworthy regarding your house, regarding the house of Hashem. The two witnesses, the one witness, the one prophet who said it's going to be destroyed, and the other prophet who said, but it's going to be rebuilt also. And the pasuk says, V'atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem, you are my witnesses, Hashem says, Va'ani Kel, and I am Hashem, like I put my seal on this. Eidematem hayoin, you are my witnesses today. Ke'inyin boyaz verus, just like we find in the story, the pasuk Eidematem hayoin is written in the story of Boaz when it came to him being permitted to marry Ruth at the end. Kimei, why does it speak about witnesses over there? Kimeihem yotzo hagoyel tzedek shu David, because we know that from this union between Boaz and Ruth, this eventually resulted in the birth of Dovra Melech, who is the Redeemer, from whom Moshiach is going to come from. So again, it's all about these two witnesses, this concept of Aliyah and Yerida, that's considered a complete tshuva, that's what will ensure the final gula. Then Rav Nelson Zal also said, train sahadin b'chol yoyma. A Jew carries with him two witnesses every day, tefillin u'mila. The tefillin and the bris mila. U'b'shabbos, and on Shabbos, it's Shabbos and mila. And Rav Nelson Zal says, that's why the Gemara tells us, kol ha'koyre kriyashma b'loy tefillin. Any person who reads Shema and they're not wearing tefillin, Ki'ilu made edus sheker. It's as if they're testifying falsely. Because Kriya Shema is where we're testifying. We're testifying our faith in Hashem, and that's connected to the tefillin, the bris milah, and Shabbos. So if a person's reciting the Shema without tefillin, it's a contradiction in a sense. He's testifying without one of the witnesses being present. Again, this was a brief summary of what we covered in this halachim. With this, we conclude the topic of edus, and we move on to a whole new subject, the topic of taking loans, the laws related to lending and borrowing money, hilchas halvot.